Hey, listeners, I've got a really cool episode out of our regular schedule because it's so important to get this information in front of you. There's a Vet Fest coming up this weekend, so I want to introduce you to Scotty Frazier and Jason Matreon of Sergeant Records. They're amazing gentlemen. Listen, Scotty Frazier is a Marine Corps combat veteran from Texas, and he produces a unique blend of American rock. He is an amazing artist. He's actually performed on the same stage that Nirvana played, as well as another stage famous by Hendrix, and even Motley Crue's Hollywood home stage, The Whiskey. You guys have to check out this podcast episode. Get involved in this event, the Vet Fest on Veterans Day, and I hope you enjoy this podcast. Hey, y'all. Tricia Stetzel here, and I serve those who are serving others. So welcome to this week's episode of Serving the Community podcast. I created this podcast to highlight people and organizations in our own communities who are serving others and giving back to make our communities, our country, and sometimes even the world a kinder place to live. And serving doesn't just make your heart feel good. You probably heard that some studies have shown that there are mental and physical health benefits to serving, like reducing depression, lowering blood pressure, and even lengthening your lifespan. Putting other people's needs before yours also strengthens your relationships. It connects you with the ones you are serving. And if that someone is someone you know, it creates a stronger bond with them. Serving also enriches other people's lives. And perhaps the best benefit of serving is the chance that person paying it forward. If you help someone, they're more likely to do something nice for someone else that day. Your one act of kindness could have a major domino effect. It's like the pebble on the pond creating that ripple effect. Now, it's time to talk to our amazing giver this week. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Serving the Community podcast. I'm super excited about having these gentlemen on with me today, introduced to me by a very good friend, Mara with Pet Bar. If you don't know about that, you need to go look it up. I'm really excited to have Scotty Frazier and Jason Matreon on with me today. We're going to be talking about the Vet Fest, which is coming up in just a short period of time, in about a week. So I'd love for you guys to pay attention and get to that event. Scotty and Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you so very much.
Really glad to have you. I know, Jason, you and I have had the opportunity to have a few conversations. Scotty, it is a pleasure to meet you today. I'd really love to jump into the short part of your story, because you absolutely have a background leading up to the, the birthing of Sergeant Records. So would you give us a little bit of background?
My background is I served in the U.S. Marine Corps in the infantry for 10 years. And I served in combat in the Middle East and came back with some of the things that a lot of soldiers and Marines and sailors bring back from overseas. So music had always been very healing for me. And I think it's healing for a lot of us guys and gals that serve. So with a partnership and a longtime friendship with Jason, we both are dads, and that connection through family. We decided really together to start this basically a record label. So with the mission of bringing hope and empowerment to the veteran community through the healing powers of music. So we both have a passion for this, and we want to do something positive, and we want to serve our community, and we want to bring hope and healing. And we want to do it focused through a music type avenue.
I love that, Scotty. Thank you for sharing that. And by the way, for those of you who are listening, if you want more of Scotty's story, you can definitely go to scottyfraser.com. It's scottifraser.com to get the rest of his story. I put something on my board. So for those of you who are listening, you can't see us, but if you're watching on YouTube, I put serving those who have served because I saw that in part of your bio, Scotty. And I just love that. I talk about that all the time. And I think it's so important that we give back after we've served. And I appreciate that so much about what you're doing here. Let's talk a little bit more about Sergeant Records and the kinds of things that you're out there doing for the community. So Scotty, talk to me about some of the events that you guys have put on already.
Well, great. We've got a number of events under our belt. They are all focused around music. Music brings a connection. We want to bring camaraderie. We want to bring veterans and people who've suffered personal hardships. And we just want to bring the community together. And we want to rally around and support our veterans, our heroes. We had a very successful event for Memorial Day. It was our Freedom Fest that Jason and I put together. And Jason had a big hand in all the operations and the working parts of that. And we filled the saloon door brewery venue where we're having our Vet Fest coming up. And we centered around a concert of some really great veteran musicians and of different branches. We had raffles that were wonderful, wonderful gifts and things that we raffled to raise money for PTSD awareness and really trying to, raise awareness and with donations for centered around a concert for these veteran causes.
I love that. And you've got one coming up, which is why we're talking today, because I'm so excited that Mara introduced me to Jason and got the two of you on today to talk about Vet Fest. So that's coming up two Saturdays from now. November 11th on Veterans Day. Let's talk about the event. What does it look like, Scotty?
It's centered around a concert. Once again, we're centered around music. We are going to have a toy drive, and we're taking new unwrapped toys at the venue that will go to kids of financially challenged veterans. We've got a letter writing station where for a small donation, you can send a Christmas card to a troop. We also have a really great, more expansive than what we've done before, but a market fair. There will be out front. Jason has painstakingly put this together and coordinated and connected us to some great vendors. We've got veteran-owned businesses. We've got civilian businesses that support veterans. We've got our own blend of coffee that will be sold there. We've got our t-shirts, and there's just going to be some wares from some great local businesses from within the community that we want to spotlight.
I'm so excited about this event. So I'm going to call on Jason because we haven't let you talk yet. And I know that there are some other things that are happening in the background. So Jason, how can we get people involved? What are you still looking for right now?
Well, to expand what Scotty said earlier, our previous event and this one, the whole purpose is to center around veterans in general, to center around this veteran focus. That's our events. And Scotty always picks something to give to some organization, some calls, and part of that is we try to bring out VSOs. We try to bring out veteran-owned businesses. We try to, like I said, support some kind of charity that helps with the veteran families that are in need. And part of the story he's not telling is like he did get some of that stuff when he first came out and got the help that he needed. And so part of that healing process through music, when he first started, he got to a point where he's like, well, I want to give back to the people that gave to me because I know where I was and I know how they feel. So in this event here is a little bit less tedious as far as structure, but it's just as challenging putting it all together. So Scotty got the artist. We got the artist set. We have the ideas set. The stuff we struggle with is just getting the names and numbers of people that is and start making phone calls, right, and start connecting with people. So we're looking for, we want to make this thing huge. We want to make we want to put our stamp on this city, this community, to know that, hey, we're here to help for all the people that need help. We started being a conduit between the people that need help and the people that give help. And some of that stuff's already happened. It's cool to see. So we want to continue that. So, you know, we need toys. So if y'all want to give toys, an organization wants to give toys, a business wants to give toys, there's several ways to do that. You can just bring it by. There's a box there now at Saloon Door. You can come by, just drop it off. You can come the day of. I think we plan on picking it up after the event is over. And that next week, first part of next week, we'll go by and drop it off, and to help support the veteran families. So that's one way. There's a donation on the website also, and there's links everywhere for the donation. You can do it monetarily if you want. Come by and support us. Come by and support the veteran-owned businesses. Come by and support Spoon Door. They've been so gracious to us. But what we're really looking for now is we need help finding veteran-owned businesses that actually want to participate. We get a lot of, you know, I'll let you know, we'll see. And I think people don't understand what we're doing. You talk to people and it sounds good. And then, you know, they get busy, stuff like that happens. I get that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure a lot of the people, they think, well, they want something from me. And really, our first event was the same as that thing. We didn't ask anything from anybody. This one, we're trying to cover some operation costs. There's a little bit more costs that came along with it. But still, it's going to be an event that I think it's going to establish kind of our direction, the way we want to go and the way we want to structure our future events. And we want to be able to be a conduit and connect people with other organizations, businesses, and just come out and support your veterans. You know, they served us. They stood in front of us. Now it's time for us to stand behind them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think sometimes the confusion comes around, you know, when we're holding this veteran event, that people don't understand it's open to the public. By the way, guys, it's open to the public. Please come out and support the veterans who are out there. And if you happen to be listening and you're a veteran and you own a business, reach out to these guys. I'm going to have their contact information in the show notes. I want you to reach out to them so that you can connect with them and get involved in this awesome event. By the way, if you do not know where the Saloon Door is, it's in Webster and it's at 105 A Magellan Circle. So you can't miss this event. I want everybody who's listening to participate in some fashion, whether you donate monetarily, bring a toy, show up to the event, or even participate as a veteran-owned business or support organization. These guys need you. So Scotty, I would love if you would share some story that really resonates with you along your journey, if you will, as you're building Sergeant Records and getting out there and getting in front of people and giving back to the community. Do you have a story that you could share with people?
I do. And I will share one particular story that happened at our Freedom Festival. And that was on last Memorial Day. And this is actually a very common story with Jason and I and Sergeant Records. There was a young gentleman that served in the Marine Corps. And he was a dog handler. And he was at our Freedom Fest and kind of a quiet guy. And Jason and I both noticed him kind of standing off a little distance, just kind of seeing what was going on. Might have been, you know, a lot of excitement for him. Well, we ended up having a conversation with him. And we found out that since he got home from Afghanistan, that he'd really not even gone out. He was working with doing dog training, canine training for veterans. And he said that our event gave him an avenue to get back into public life, to get out of the house, to get out of his own space, and to go out there and get into community, not necessarily just veteran community, but to go rejoin the community. And I was very excited. Jason was very moved that our organization, that our event is giving people that avenue to get back out there. I will say this, as a veteran, and Jason led into this, that when we get back home and we get out, a lot of us lose that sense of belonging to the group, that sense of connectivity that we had in service. And what we want to do at Sargent Records, first and foremost, and it is centered around music, but we want to bring that unity and we want to connect people. Like Jason said, we want to be a conduit within the community between those looking for things they need, those looking for help, and those offering help.
I love that.
We want to bring
Scotty.
That sense of community and unity.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that story. Goosebumps all over. I could feel it. I know when I finally found my community here as a veteran with the Veterans Chamber of Commerce, it felt like home for me. I was missing that and I needed that community. So it totally resonates with me. As we start to wrap up here, I want to remind everybody that they can go to your website to learn more about you, Scotty, ScottyFrazier.com. And also please visit sargentrecords.com for any information about the event or any other upcoming events and the contact information. There's also a donation page there so that you can just point and click and give if that's what you're feeling like doing today. And that is sergeantrecords.com is where you can find that information. So as we wrap up, gentlemen, I am a big believer and do a lot of work in trust leadership. And I think in any organization, trust is so important, and especially with a nonprofit organization or people who are giving back. So my question, and either one of you can answer this question, but I'd really like to know from your perspective, what do you believe are the key strategies or even practical steps that we as leaders in these businesses or nonprofits can take to foster a culture of trust within your organization?
You want to take that, Jason?
Sure. To me, being a leader is leading by example, is walking the path that you know, that you feel is right, number one. The trust is built on, to me, a little bit of transparency. I know I feel when I don't know what's going on, when I don't know what the purpose is, I don't have a reason to do it. You know, it's just a job at that point. It's just a checklist item. When you build a core mission and you surround your family, it becomes a family unit around that mission. Everybody plays a part and everybody thinks about it. They have something to strive for. So it's the transparency, it's the keep repeating of the core values that we have, the mission that we're focused mm-hmm. on. And just like families, we're going to argue and bicker here and there. But at the same time, at the end of the day, we come together, we have each other's back, we move forward, we accomplish the mission. And we look at what's next to see how can we improve, how can we do better, and who needs help, and how can we structure that in the future? So I think the openness that we have, Scotty and I have known each other for a while, and we've talked about trust before. And I know he told me several times that, you know, it's hard for him to let go because of trust, you know, and that's typical for most people, but especially for certain people that just have, you know, they've been doing it themselves, number one, right? And then some of the instrument, you know, PTSD coming back with some of the stuff that he's dealt with. He has trust issues. So that's something we had to overcome. It was a challenge we overcame, and we start talking about it. And they'll say, no, it's like, once we get past that, we start moving forward easily. You know, it's just, hey, we're just focused on the mission. So being open and honest and the transparency that we have and being not afraid to speak to each other in a way like, hey, you're messing up. You know, it's a blessing. It's not a criticism, it's a blessing. And I think that's important. So if we, you know, when we start expanding and start adding people to our team, that's the kind of character we're looking for too, is, hey, we want to create a family unit. We don't want just a checklist item, a barcode, you know, you can change in and out. We want somebody that believes in our mission, that's focused on what we're doing, and look for ways to expand and help us out. And we're all in the same playing field. We're not above or below anybody else. So we are a unit and we want to move forward as a unit. So
yeah, let me add one, if I can add one thing.
Please.
Yeah, that was perfect. Thank you so much. So as far as transparency, and I love that Jason always uses that word. If you want to know what we're about, where our heart is, that where our money and our mouth goes, you come to a live event. because you see everyone together. It's a completely transparent event. You will see the toy drive. You will find out where the toys are going. You will see the letter writing station. You will find out possibly what unit, if we're able to share that, what unit those letters, Christmas cards are going to go to. You will see the artist performing, and you will see a lot of smiles on a lot of faces. Our transparency is definitely at our live events. And I just live by those core values that I learned for 10 years in the Marine Corps: honor, courage, and commitment. So I was willing to lay down my life for my brothers and sisters in arms. And I'm, Jason and I are willing to do whatever it takes to help the people that we're working with.
And if I can spend on that, just one more thing, talking about when people come out to events, I want you to know, when you see that, when you walk around and you see the smile faces and the hugs and the that's authentic. That's who we are. I think that's how you reach people, is you be authentic, you be real. And, some people don't want the help. Some people just kind of want to check us out, and that's fine too. We give them space. But what you see there is authentic. Scotty and Stacia are family to me. We've known each other for a long time. So it's real. So it's not a facade. And like you said, come on out, check us out. You don't believe us? Come on out. And that's all we want anyway, because really we're just trying to spotlight and help out everybody where we can. So
yeah. Absolutely. I love that. And I believe that trust is the foundation by which any organization builds relationships, operates transparently, and ultimately fulfills its mission. And I think that's exactly what you guys are doing. I love everything about Sergeant Records. I'm super excited about Vet Fest on November 11th at Saloon Door. I will have all of the information in the show notes below, so you guys can just point and click. And if you want to connect with either Jason or Scotty, you can certainly do that with the information below as well. Gentlemen, any last words before we part today?
Thank you very much for your time. God bless America. God bless our troops. And let's keep making our community better and better. Thanks for your time, and Semper Fi.
Scotty and Jason, thank you so much for being with me today. And that concludes this week's podcast, Serving the Community. Thanks so much for listening today. There are so many great things about our modern world, but the people in it should be at the top of that list. Taking a genuine interest in your family, friends, neighbors, and even strangers is one of the most rewarding decisions you can make for yourself and those around you that you choose to serve. If you enjoyed this episode of Serving the Community, be sure to subscribe so that you're notified when a new episode is posted. Please rate and review this episode and be sure to share with your connections. You can also find out more about what I'm up to at trishastetzel.com.
Thank you for listening to Serving the Community podcast. We hope you will take a minute to like, share, or subscribe to our channel, and invite your connections to listen as well. Take action personally and professionally. Do the thing, do it now. Don't let later become never. Build your business and serve the community.